Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
You're already laughing.
I feel giddy. Oh, so giddy. I feel giddy and pretty and spooky.
This is learning ABCs.
I know my ABCs.
All about cryptids.
Oh, I don't know that.
It's a podcast in which I, Ryan, tell my wife, Dawn.
About cryptids?
About cryptids.
No.
About
cryptids.
That's what I said.
Get it right.
Yeah, so it's been, like, what, 2 weeks since the last time we recorded?
You know, give or take 11 and a half other months.
Yeah. The last two episodes were recorded probably almost exactly a year ago. I think it was July mm-hmm. of last year, the first two episodes. Then we sort of forgot about this.
Well, I don't think it's that we forgot so much as we got abducted by aliens.
Okay. I'll go with that.
It was... You know, thematic.
Especially because tonight's topic it's not aliens in the way that you're thinking of aliens. It is aliens. We're actually covering ABCs in this podcast.
Okay.
Also known as alien big cats.
What?
Yeah. So
go on. I love a good feline.
They're not aliens as in, like, from another planet. They're like aliens as in, like, not from the... They're also called anomalous big cats or phantom cats.
Oh my god.
And they're spotted all over the world, but
especially in my heart.
Especially in your heart. Dawn's heart is where we're going today for this podcast. Straight into your heart. No.
Into my wildest fantasies?
Yeah, because a large majority of these sightings are in England.
Oh my god, get out.
Yeah. And we know that, you know, England doesn't have any big cats.
Well.
So, well, except for the ABCs. They're also known as British big cats, ABCs, alien or anomalous big cats, phantom cats, mystery cats, cool cats,
yeah,
Kit cats. their reports and incidences of felines not native to Britain, but supposed to inhabit the British countryside. These sightings are often reported as panthers, pumas, or black cats.
Oh my god.
So this is another interesting one because there are a few rational explanations for these, but then there are also some stories that are just super weird and, like, supernaturally too.
Okay,
so
can I posit that
you can posit whatever you want. It's your podcast.
They are the secret Queen's Guard.
Okay. Sure.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a movie?
No.
Every royal family has secret safeguards.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, everyone worth having.
Okay, we're off to a great start today. So we'll focus in right now on one called the Beast of Exmoor.
Okay.
All right. Sightings of the Beast of Exmoor were first reported in the 70s, although the period of its notoriety began in 1983 when a South Moulton farmer named Eric Lay claimed to have lost over 100 sheep in the space of 3 months, all of them apparently killed by violent throat injuries.
Like a chupacabra.
Like a chupacabra, but a cat.
All right.
Yeah. So there were even reports of the beast seen fishing with its paw into the River Barle in Simon's Bath, while some of the locals theorized that its lair might be an old mine working... Yeah, well, of course.
Oh my god, this is getting better and better.
Might be in an old mine workings in the moor. The Daily Express offered a reward for the capture or slaying of the beast. Farm animal deaths in the area have been sporadically blamed on the beast ever since.
Oh my god. I mean, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has to eat. This is nature. And super nature.
Soon after 1983... In response to increased reports of livestock death and sightings of the beast, the Ministry of Agriculture ordered the Royal Marines to send snipers into the Exmoor Hills.
How dare they? It's obviously a ghost anyway.
Although some Marines claim to have seen the beast fleetingly, no shots were fired, partially because of the risk the Marines' high-powered sniper rifle bullets passing straight through the creature's body and then causing injury to humans or livestock, and the number of attacks on the livestock had dwindled. During the search, the Marines' commanding officer was quoted as saying that their quarry behaved with high, almost human intelligence and always moved with surrounding cover amongst hedges and woods.
Well, they are British.
Ultimately, the Marines were recalled from the field, after which the attacks on local sheep allegedly increased. So what's interesting, do you remember The Ghost in the Darkness?
The Lions of Tsavo or whatever?
Yeah. Because that's what they said about those, too, that they had, like they would set up a trap on one side of the camp, and then the cats would be on the other side. It seems like a very cat-like thing to do.
Well, I mean, that's why they are the ruler of all beasts. Plus minus a dragon, but...
Oh, we're going there. I was thinking wolves, but all right.
They're not as smart as cats.
Okay, let's fight. By 1987, the creature was connected to over 200 farm animal deaths. More recent attacks were reported in 1995 and 2001. The ministry continued to study the reported sightings into the mid-90s before concluding that the beast was either a hoax or a myth, and that the alleged sightings had been mistaken identifications of creatures native to the Exmoor area. But I don't know what kind of, like, there are no big cats in England, as we discussed.
Well, maybe not ones native to England, although I don't know. I mean, why wouldn't there be?
Big cats in England?
Sure.
Well, name a big cat that's in England.
Well, none that we know of, necessarily, but right, one that could just live there in the shadows.
That's what a cryptid is.
Well, normally I don't go in for these supernatural cryptids, but in this particular case...
Well, it's going to get supernatural.
Ooh, boy.
Don't say ooh, boy. That's the cooler part when it gets supernatural. So I'm going to go into some reported sightings for you and some specific stories.
Be detailed.
All right. Okay. This is my homework assignment. Is this my my book report? Because I plagiarized this all over the internet. So, and also, let's just get this out of the way for the record. Like Paul Scheer of the famous How Did This Get Made podcast, I will probably be mispronouncing all of the names, just all of them, of the names of the places, the names of the people. I'm not even sure any of the words I'm saying right now are pronounced correctly, so let's just get that out of the way immediately.
We'll go with that.
So, Linda Napier Burrows, also very British with two last names. Linda Napier Burrows reported the following sighting to the Exmoorian website. She said, on Monday, July 16th, 2012, I was heading east on A361. I had passed the Swinbridge Junction when I passed a field of sheep. On a hillock 15 miles from the roadway, I sighted a wild cat, brown black with pointed black-tipped ears in the strike position.
Oh, yes.
I grew up in Western Canada, where cougars and bobcats were regularly sighted, and the dimensions of this creature were markedly similar, including a long, curving tail. With no stopping point, and given my previous experience in distancing myself from such creatures, I pulled in at the first lay-by, Wellcome Copse, and phoned the police. I knew nothing... and that's just her story. She just saw it.
In the striking position.
In the striking position, because it was overlooking sheep.
Oh, man.
And she's... has experience with bobcats and other such creatures, so it's not like this lady's just like, look, a cat. Although, you know what, they're sometimes you see them in fields of like football fields or schools. At schools they have like those dog cutouts to keep the birds away.
Mm-hmm.
And I get fooled by those like every time. I'm like, what is that thing in the, and I'm like, oh, it's one of those just black cardboard cutout dog looking things.
So it could have been that.
It could have been that, definitely. So the thing is that in addition to the anomalous big cats, like maybe we'll go over this, there's also like legends of big black dogs in England as well.
So wait, this is all coming together now for, you know, J.K. Rowling writing Harry Potter. You don't know Harry Potter. This is tough.
Easy on the slamming your hands down, Gareth.
Anyway, J.K. Rowling clearly plagiarized that part of Harry Potter. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, lots of people plagiarize stuff. So also on the internet, it says, here's another one. I knew nothing about the veracity of the Beast of Exmoor, having lived in London for 40 years. I had been fed the line that no such beast existed in the UK. However, I reflected that young male cougars will often risk being sighted during summer months as deer move into the hills and cats look for other sources. Mm. Yep.
Big risks, big rewards.
Yeah, big cats.
Yeah.
Here's another one from David Gildon, 72, from Wiltonton.
Wait, he's 72 years old, or this is from 1972?
He's 72.
Okay.
I would have said 1972.
Senile.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
from somebody who, like, such as yourself, who's only a few months from 72, I would be careful. Throw stones in old houses. So anyway, David Gilden from Wiltonton in West Somerset said the big feline creature leapt onto a wall in front of him while he was driving between Trentonshoe and Hedensmouth on Exmoor.
Hedensmouth?
Hedensmouth? Listen, these are all insane British names. It's funny, like, you know, people talk about having to pronounce, these are all English words in English. And I'm like, what is this even? What are you doing, England? It's great that when America was founded and we, like, you know, still, we cut out all the garbage words, like, besides Gloucester. But, you know, we cut out a lot of the garbage words that England is fond of.
All right, but anyway, so this amazing, majestic creature leapt majestically onto a wall in front of him and spoke to him and granted him three wishes. All right.
Yes, okay. So that we're at the three wishes part. He said, you can't wish for more wishes. That's the first rule. Mm-hmm. And so David, who had been walking near Hunter's Inn on July 4th with his daughter prior to the sighting, said it was the size of a large Labrador or possibly bigger. It jumped onto the wall about 5 yards in front of me on the road. The way it moved was just like a cat. Its tail was about 2 foot long and very thick, a constant width from start to finish. Oh, the tail.
Got it. Okay.
Had a constant width from start to finish. It was browny, grayish color with slightly lighter, almost flecks of green spots.
Ooh.
It was there for only an instant before it jumped over the side of the wall.
Oh, man.
Stunned, David stopped the car in the middle of the road and ran to the wall to see if the animal was still there. He said, when I looked over the wall, it looked like it had run off into the thick bracken. I have never seen anything like it before. It was so clear. I was dumbstruck. I could not believe what I had seen.
Oh, man. I don't believe it either, David.
Oh, you're calling him a liar, huh?
Not a liar. I believe he believes it. No, I believe it, too. I'm just kidding.
Well, so the thing is that there are actually... Yeah, okay. So I actually... That's the next part. Good job, me. So, because I knew you would be skeptical of this. There actually have been, the existence of a population of true big cats in Britain, especially a breeding population, is believed to be highly implausible by experts owning to the lack of convincing evidence. There have been some incidents of recovered individual animals, often medium-sized species such as the Eurasian lynx, but in one 1980 case, a puma, which was captured alive in Scotland. These are generally believed to have been escaped or released pets that have been held illegally, possibly released after the animals became too difficult to manage.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really explain, like, the frequency, you know, in which these things are seen. If it was, like, let's even say a dozen, like, these have been spotted since the 70s. And actually, some of them go back, sightings go back even further of, like, these cats and stuff. Yeah. So, like, if it was just... say even 20 of these animals, like, they would all have died off, and, like, how are they all getting spotted like at a fairly decent clip to be a cryptid, you know?
I mean, unless they're, like, breeding with other felines in the area, like,
but they're sterile when that happens.
Well,
it would be like making a cat mule.
It's magic, then.
Magic. Well, oh, Donnie, look at you in these segues.
England is full of witches, so this all tracks.
You're doing great with the segues today. Here are some supernaturally encounters with black cats.
Go on.
ABCs. I'll call these SABs, supernatural anomalous black cats. So, one such case, a particularly memorable and weird one, comes from a man named James.
It would.
He is now a retired fireman who encountered just such a creature on a bright summer morning in 1978, and who I met in Exeter. Not me. I'm reading from a piece of paper. in the summer of 2001. According to James, on the day in question, he was out walking with his spaniel dog, Sammy, on the Howden Hills, which provide an expansive view of the area, including the nearby city of Exeter, England. As James and Sammy took a pleasant walk through the hills, they found themselves confronted by a very strange animal. It was Sammy who alerted James to the fact that something weird was about to go down. As the pair took their daily stroll, Sammy suddenly came to a complete halt and began to growl. It was clear that she had picked up on something strange. At first, James thought that perhaps Sammy had picked up the scent of a rabbit or a fox. Although, as James admitted, Sammy had not reached like that before when there were rabbits around. In seconds, the cause of Sammy's behavior became apparent. Around 50 or 60 feet away, a large black animal rose out of the deep grass.
Oh my God.
At first, James assumed it was a black Labrador. It was not.
No, it was death itself.
In mere seconds, James realized what was walking towards him and his faithful pet was a large black cat that resembled a mountain lion.
Oh, yeah.
Sammy whimpered and James' heart thumped.
All right, writer.
When the animal reached the point around 20 feet from the terrified pair, something happened that provoked even more terror. The huge cat rose up onto its back legs
and flew away. What?
Do cats generally fly?
I mean, they can. Can they? They put their mind to it.
I think you have a very high opinion of cats. They shit in boxes.
Not these cats. They don't shit at all.
So the huge cat rose up onto its back legs. They were legs which appeared to physically change as it transformed from a four-legged animal into a bipedal one.
Oh my God.
But that was not the weirdest part of the story. It shit in a box. As James...
Oh, man. Well, now I know really where to find the Fantastic Beasts. Continue.
Yeah, they're all in Exmoor. As James looked on, pretty much frozen to the spot with fear, the face of the cat became the change and took on a malevolent, human-like appearance. A strange and sinister grin dominated the face.
Oh, it's a Cheshire cat. All right, this is not supernatural.
Aren't Cheshire cats usually like tabby colored and like, you know, they're not black?
Well, they can be if they put their mind to it.
Will you stop it? That can't be your answer to everything. Why don't you put your mind to coming up with something else besides if they put their mind to it?
I'm not a cat.
Anyway, a strange and sinister grin dominated the face as the beast did nothing more than stand and stare at James and Sammy. James told me it was the terrible grin that finally made him realize that it was time to leave. It wasn't the fact that there was a giant marauding mountain lion.
He
was
on like, two legs.
Yeah, that eventually got up on two legs. But even, I feel like, I mean, I know we live in New Jersey, but if I like turned a corner and saw a mountain lion, I'd be like, time to leave. Right?
Yes.
I wouldn't be like, let's see if this thing gets up on its hind legs and smiles first.
Well, it's just trying to be friendly.
Yeah, right? Yeah, he said it was malevolent, but we don't know. Maybe that's just how he looks. So, as Sammy was only 4 months old at the time, it was easy for James to scoop her up under his arm and get the hell off the hills. He looked back twice. On the first occasion, the cat human was standing just as it had been 30 seconds or so earlier.
But waving at him.
On the...
I told you he was friendly.
On the second look, however, it was gone. By James' own admission, he and Sammy did not take another walk on the Howden Hills for several months.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah, I mean, listen, can't be too careful.
Curiosity always gets the better of you.
Yeah, but curiosity kills the cat generally.
Wow.
So what do you think of that story?
I love it.
Yeah, but what do you think about it?
I mean, I don't think that's real.
You think that this kindly old man and his dog just made this story up?
No, I think he was either visited by a demon.
Okay.
Or he's
senile. So that is real.
Well, in his mind, it was real.
Wait, but I'm confused. What do you think? I got another encounter with a supernatural one that I'll read you too, but I just want to get a little bit of your feedback.
All right. So I truly do believe that there are probably a community of wild cats that are not necessarily indigenous to the area, but like you said, we're probably, you know, people's pets, whatever, that have escaped or been let go, evolved. But
evolved? Elaborate on that.
I don't have any evidence to suggest that it is not an evolved saber-toothed tiger. Cats are elusive. We used to have cats I didn't see for days.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, I agree with you that cats are elusive. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, in another episode, we talked about this in the first episode. You might not remember because it was just 2 weeks ago. But we talked about, like, cryptids that are real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that they discover that are actual animals that we know now that just they didn't discover until, like, 1906 or whatever.
Right.
But people had talked about them. And usually they're, like, in remote areas of jungles and, like... Because there's this thing, like, I know that you're like, oh, Bigfoot, silly, dumb, like, whatever. And, I mean, you know, I don't know, I'm kind of on the fence about Bigfoot. The only thing that leaves me the doorway open, like, possibility-wise, is that, like, people talk about, like, say, the Pacific Northwest and the forests
mm-hmm.
that are in the Pacific Northwest, that you could walk into that forest for 5 minutes and then be completely lost forever.
Yeah.
And they'll never find you ever again. And I feel like when we
Which,
live in...
Which, by the way, is the defining characteristic of a good forest. And that's why the ones in England are so good. So...
Right. But so like, but I think that a lot of people, such as ourselves, who live in cities or suburbs or whatever, like don't really grasp how like that could be
mm-hmm.
the case. How there could be places that are just so remote and so dense and so like whatever that like, because you're just like, well, no, I mean, we have satellites and we have this and we have a modern technology and electricity, but there are still places on Earth that are so like remote and dense and like we have no idea. They still discover animals in the rainforest
all the time
and we're chopping that down at a prodigious rate.
Yeah. Well, like we were just watching that video of the shark they finally got footage of that's like basically unchanged since the Jurassic period.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So like that's one of the reasons why the whole cryptid phenomenon I think is cool, just because they could be real.
Yeah.
One day you're gonna be staring down the business end of a Bigfoot and
I'm gonna be really disappointed that it's not an anomalous big cat.
Well, yeah, you will be. And
you'll be like, try better next time.
Yeah,
Bigfoot.
You'll tell him so.
You'll be like,
oh, a Bigfoot. I was hoping for an ABC. And again, this is from a website, I believe Mysterious Universe is the website I got this from.
Sounds legit.
So when I speak as if I have files, I don't have files. The person who wrote this article has files. I have his article.
Got it.
That's my file. So there's another case in my files of an eyewitness encountering a supernatural ABC while out walking man's best friend.
Oh.
So I think that the moral of the story is if you live in England, don't walk your dogs. Bob Parker experienced something strange on the Cannock Chase Woods in Staffordshire in late 2000. While walking his dog one particular Sunday morning.
They saw a Pokemon.
Yeah. Just blurt out whatever first thing comes to your mind. That's how this works.
Well, I was just drawing a picture of what I'm imagining.
You're imagining a Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, a large black cat came hurtling violently through the heather, skidded onto the pathway that Parker was following.
Oh my god, it's a cartoon. This guy saw a cartoon before he went to bed. This is what happened.
Why is that a cartoon?
First of all, cats do not hurtle towards you. They do not skid in a cartoonist fashion.
He didn't say skid.
Yes, you did. He said skidded to a stop.
I said skittered.
Oh, all right.
Oh, no, I did say skidded. I was thinking skittered, like its claws on the path. But they skid. If it's running and then it jumps and then it stops, it could...
Yeah, but not in nature.
He's on a path.
Yeah, see, that's gravel and dirt.
You can skid on a path.
Not a majestic
of and
beast
dirt.
With claws.
You know what? This was a mistake to start this back up again. This was a clear and obvious mistake.
Well, you have to finish now.
Are you going to let me or are you just going to start yelling Pokemon?
So, Pokemon.
See? I knew you were going to do that. Way to pop that P, too. That's going to be a joy for people to listen to.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have told me to get so close to the mic.
I don't understand how this is all my fault. This is all your fault. And also, this isn't the bickering podcast. This isn't always bickering.
I'm not bickering.
Cats. All right? All right. Anyway, It skidded into the pathway that Parker was following and bounded off. Do cats bound?
Cartoon cats do.
Apparently not at all bothered or concerned by the presence of either Bob or his little corgi dog.
Aw, they are in England.
Of course, seeing a big cat was astounding enough in itself, but what happened next was just downright bizarre.
Oh.
Bob told me that me and the dog just froze solid. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. But when the cat got about 50 feet from us, it literally sort of dived at the ground. It sort of took a leap up and almost dive bombed the path and went right through and vanished. Just like that. I know exactly how it sounds, so don't tell me. But that's exactly what happened. It was like it just melted into the path.
God.
Yeah, ABCs rule.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm picturing, like, you know, when a fox, like, jumps up and, like, jumps down into it. So how does that guy know there wasn't, like, a burrow there that the kitty just jumped into?
Well, because he keeps saying on the path. I'm assuming that this is a path. It's not just, like, you know, like, it's a path. Like
a path to hell?
Sure. But it's paved. Well, and at least not paved, but, like, it's an established path.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Or yeah,
you just,
I do.
Are you just being purposefully and willfully obtuse to try to, like, be silly?
No, I'm just trying to find rational explanations.
I can. That's fine. You're allowed to do that. I just. You're just like, well, what's a path? I don't know what a path is. Pokemon. That's you.
I mean, Pokemon aren't real.
Tell that to my app. Eileen Allen says that she caught a sight of a big black panther, not T'Challa.
Oh, well.
I knew you were going to say that. As she described it, while she was visiting the Cannock Chase area in the latter part of 1996, the overwhelming shock of seeing an immense beast staring intently in Allen's direction was nothing compared to the absolute terror that struck her when the creature suddenly vanished. And I do mean literally vanished.
Whoa. Into thin air.
Amid the sound that Allen described as like an electricity crackling noise.
Oh my God.
Unsurprisingly, Allen did not hang around and quickly left the woods. To this very day, she has never returned, nor does she have any plans to do so in the future.
Were there nearby a ring of like Stonehenge type stones?
I don't know where Cannock Chase is on a map. I don't know how close it is to Stonehenge. Why? What's your theory there?
I'm just thinking of, you know, the show Outlander, where they travel through the stones. Like, maybe this is, like, a special traveling portal way for big cats. And that would also explain why they're in England to begin with.
They're just vacationing?
Well, they could be.
Okay.
They're traveling through the stones.
Accidentally and through time. Or on purpose?
Well, it could be both.
Hmm. You know,
I haven't read the books, but where I am in the show, I don't think that they know how to do it on purpose.
All right, this isn't an Outlander podcast.
Okay.
There is I heard just today, actually, a theory. There's this, allegedly people in, like, the Outback and stuff in Australia.
I know what the Outback is.
It's in Australia, and it's also right around the corner. They have decent steaks. And well,
they do have really good bread.
And that butter too, right? Because it's like that cinnamon butter. Do they do the cinnamon butter?
No, that's Texas Roadhouse.
All right. Anyway, this is not a Texas Roadhouse podcast.
Ryan, are we doing our Texas Roadhouse podcast?
Yes, I think we are.
There's a place not too far away from here, out with the cows and the Lone Star beer, where the living is up and it's quite all right to think. What they call it, Texas, it's a mighty fine place to be.
The people report seeing dinosaurs, like T-Rex style dinosaurs in the Outback or whatever. And a thing that I heard today was, reports, but obviously we don't have any T-Rexes in zoos or whatever, or all that, is that it's actually time slipping. And like, so like maybe one day once we get bored of cryptids, we'll just talk about like other like weird stuff.
Okay.
Like time slips.
Oh my God.
And
I would
so
love
like
it.
Yeah, so people, so like what they're actually, and like why they're like, no, there was a T-Rex on my lawn, and then like people come out to investigate it and they're like, well, you couldn't find any T-Rex, was because it was there but not there, but it was just because all time exists at once. Mm-hmm. And it just like something happened and it like, you know.
Yeah, the doorway to the parallel universes,
right? Which also some people
translucent for a moment
think about Bigfoot. Some people, mm-hmm. the reason why we don't find Bigfoot is because it's like an alternate reality or alternate dimension thing that sometimes slips through and then goes back.
Well, let me posit to you this question. If that's true, can the creature in that alternate dimension or whatever vocabulary you want to use, can that physically interact with us in this dimension? Like, could it hurt us? Like, do we have reason to be scared?
I mean, there's always reason to be scared.
I mean, not of a big cat.
I don't know. I'm not a...
They want to be your friend.
I'm not an interdimensional cryptozoologist.
All right, well...
I don't really know the rules. And then this article finishes up, like, basically what we were talking about earlier. It says, what all of this suggests is that the UK's ABC phenomenon has two sides to it. There are real large cats that have escaped or have been secretly given their freedom. Or B, there are very big black colored cats that are clearly supernatural in nature. So, I mean, it could also just be that there is some kind of unknown big cat species in England as well.
Yeah, it's possible. Well, because a couple months ago, I was watching a show called, like, Tigers of Scotland. And it was sort of about this very same thing. They weren't, like, huge like that. They were, you know, a little bit bigger than a house cat. But, like, there weren't that many in the wild. And they had, like, a terribly difficult time capturing any live footage of them. So, I mean, it makes sense. Like...
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean...
You have me believing.
I mean, it could be a small population of these things. Some people think that people are mistaking, like, with their imagination, like, it is like a house cat. And they're just like, oh, my God. But, like, I don't know. The other night, I went out to get something out of my car, and there was a cat on our lawn, and it ran away. And I wasn't like, ah, tiger! Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, that's because you don't like to use your imagination.
Oh, yeah, sure. I thought you were going to say it's because I'm not British.
Oh, damn
and
it.
And prone to, therefore prone to exaggeration like the British are.
Oh, you Brits.
But,
God
yeah,
help
so,
me, I love you.
So we did this on the last couple of ones, and I see no reason to not continue doing it here. But you gave, on a scale of, say, 1 to 10, what is your believable... Well, actually, since this is a dual phenomenon...
Yeah.
All right, so let's do... Actual, like, either, we'll just say actual. I don't want to get involved in if they're, like, escaped zoo animals or if they're...
But, like, an actual flesh and bones creature.
Flesh and blood creature, 1 to 10, what do you got?
10 out of 10 fangs.
10 out of 10
I believe.
Fangs? You believe that it's a thing? All right. Now, what about the spooky kind?
No.
Just, like, zero? Like, a
just
straight zero?
Yeah. Or I will, or, like, people's... imagination getting the better of them, their senility, they're hallucinating.
Well, why would they
or,
be hallucinating?
I mean, wait, here's the other thing. It's very foggy in England, and again, like, the woods give, like, a creepy vibe, so, like, I think it's just, like, something, there was something real there,
mm-hmm.
and it just, their imagination took over, and...
So, just some random guy on a Sunday morning walking his corgi,
mm-hmm.
and... He's just like, in like the fog's rolling in, and he's just like, demon cat. That's what you think happened?
Well, he would have said it with an accent, but yeah.
All right, fine. He would have been like, oh, shine your shoes for you, demon cat. Like something like that.
Well, I hope so.
All right. You know what? Normally I do a pretty good British accent, but that was not it. But I think it's because I'm looking at you and trying not to laugh, and I can't do a British accent while laughing. I've got to really be like in the zone to do it. So... But I don't know, like, it's so tricky because I agree, but like, it's not like it seemed like they didn't say like the time of day for some of these, but like, I don't imagine people are walking their dogs at like 11:30 at night in eel infested waters or whatever, you know, or in like ABC infested woods at night. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like,
I mean,
these
they might be, they're very British. So they're, you know, they've got a lot of bravado going on.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what British have going on?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I just don't know. So, like, I agree with you. I think...
Can I just also say, I would be personally offended if that were true, because if a demon, not a demon, but a supernatural cat deity type of situation.
Now it's a deity.
Well, yeah, it's a cat.
An Egyptian cat deity.
Gotcha. I'm not Egyptian. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with an Egyptian cat deity, but...
Oh, boy.
I'm thinking more along the line of like a Maine Coon type of cow, which is whatever. I would be personally offended if one had not appeared to me in my life so far, given all of my interests.
Why would you want a demon cat?
No,
to
I didn't say demon.
You?
I just said like a supernatural deity type of cat to grant me my wishes.
Oh my goodness, you back to the wishes.
I mean, I don't know what.
But you know what though? I mean, I know you're getting up there in years, but like you still have some time left. England.
All right, let's
like...
go. All right, we need some sponsors.
Can I finish?
As
my
long as the
sentence.
Thing you're going to say is to send us to England.
They're not just spotted in exclusively England. There's a whole section on... They've been spotted all over.
Okay, but I want to go to England.
Okay, well, we can just go to England. We don't have to go ABC hunting. Although that would be fun.
Well, I mean...
It would be more fun.
What would be the point?
I think Abby would be into it.
Let's do it. All right, so... Support us on our Patreon.
Let's start a Patreon to go to England to find an ABC, either supernatural or real, and bring it back.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's what I got for today. Do you like ABCs?
I do.
And cool.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Cool,
cool
cats. Cool cats. All right. Just want to say at the end, just to give a shout out to Tim at Capes and Scowls.
I know that guy.
Yeah.
He's cool.
He's going to
He's a cool cat.
He's a cool cat, and he's going to host our podcast, and so you'll be able to hear it on his feed. You're probably already listening to it on his feed, but I just wanted to say thanks, and maybe I'll give him a shout-out on the next episode, too.
I think we should. He invited me over for breakfast.
That's true, for crepes.
Mm-hmm.
For crepes and scowls. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, we won't talk about Twitter. all right.
I'm the funniest person on Twitter. Don't follow me.
Bye.
Love you.